The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the KCNR Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. This is Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They are out this weekend, so it's always a pleasure to return back to fill in when they're out of town. Good morning. How are you over there in the booth?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Happy Friday, by the way.
Happy Friday. I'm really excited for our lineup this morning. We have our always special guest from Haven Humane. We're going to be meeting with Patrick Gorman at the top of the 8 o'clock hour for learning more about workers' comp issues. And then we're going to be working with Susan Eastman a little bit to talk about the market report. But otherwise, I'm joined this morning with Miss Katrina from Haven Humane. Katrina, thanks for being on the KCNR Carl and Linda Bott Show.
Of course. Good morning.
Good morning. Katrina, Haven Humane gets to come every single week, but for the segment for those who are tuning in, what is this segment?
So this segment for Pet of the Week is just a chance to highlight one of our pets that are up for adoption, typically a dog, get to, you know, talk about them, kind of showcase them, just because we do have a lot of really wonderful animals looking for homes, and also a chance for us just to catch up and, you know, give an update on what's going on with us and kind of what's happening.
Well, this is a really beautiful puppy that you brought in today. Tell us a little about her.
Yeah, we're calling her Bethany. She did come in as a stray, so we don't have any background information on her, of course. But she's been in our shelter a little over a month. She's about a year and a half old. She's a little pit mix, and she is so cute. She is mostly white, and then she has some, like, tan splotches on her. She's very, very beautiful, and she's super social. Pretty much the whole time we've had her, she's just been super outgoing with everybody she meets. She's very gentle with people, and she's just very, very playful and fun.
She's really, really, really sweet.
She is.
How did you, since she was a stray, how did Haven Humane find her, or how do some of these animals get delivered to Haven Humane?
Sometimes people, you know, from the public will find, you know, a lost animal and bring them into us, and sometimes our officers will find them and bring them in.
Mm-hmm. And she's been pretty well to get acclimated with Haven Humane?
Yeah, she's been doing really well. We found out that she loves playing with other dogs. Mm-hmm. She's super sweet. We've also learned she loves squeaky toys. Also, a fun fact about her is, you know how it's more with cats, how when they see, like, little light flickers, they, like, try to play with them? She does that. It's really silly. She's a very goofy girl.
She's really beautiful.
She is.
Let's see. Do we have a microphone? Let's see if we can get that over to her. Can she stand up? Is she pretty good at it?
Maybe.
Let's see. I know we brought some treats this morning. I think we should see if we can get her on the radio. How old is Bethany?
We think she's about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get a treat over here. So she's a beautiful white pit mix. And she's wearing the nicest little pink bandana that says, "Adopt Me." And she has absolutely blue eyes. Casey and I, what are those? They're like bluish, greenish.
Yeah, aren't they neat?
They're really pretty.
She's a very interesting looking dog. And she has really long ears, too.
Casey and I are going to be posting a picture of Bethany a little bit. Oh, there she is. All right, we got a little... Got a little of a treat chewing right
there. Got some slobber action, too.
Well, Katrina, we still got a few minutes, so tell us a little bit about more of Haven Humane's mission and if there's any big, the best way for adoption and how can people adopt?
Sure. So pretty much our mission is to have no more homeless animals here in the North State, you know, and we do that through adoption, spay and neuter services, and whatnot. And right now how you would adopt is you can always come down to the shelter. We do recommend making an appointment, so you can always call us 530-241-1653. And actually right now we are doing a special adoption event. So until the 15th, there is no adoption fee for any dog or cat in the shelter.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so definitely come check us out. We definitely have something for everyone, I would say, whether you're into dogs or cats. We have a lot looking for homes right now.
How do you, you know, I just recently adopted a cat, and I love this cat. He's a 4-year-old, short hair, tabby. call him Monkey, but his name was O'Reilly because he was found in a motor.
Okay.
I absolutely love that cat, but I'm wondering, what's it like, you know, meeting these animals? How does Haven Humane break down those walls in such kind of a chaotic transition from getting animals from off the streets into Haven Humane to adoption? What are some of the things that you guys get to work on to get the animals more comfortable?
Well, we definitely try to give them as much time as they need, especially, like, I do know the cat you adopted, he was kind of more on the shy side, mm-hmm. I believe, yeah. So definitely we kind of see where the animal is at when they come in. Are they shy? Are they super friendly? Are they scared? And kind of go from there, depending on what they need. You know, if we have a shyer animal, that's going to be an animal that we're probably going to tend to a little more, try to see, you know, how we can get them out of their shell, whether it's through, like, different treats or, like, enrichment activities or whatnot. So I'd say a lot of it is just paying attention to the animals and kind of figuring out what they need day to day.
So for Bethany, this is a medium-sized dog. What type of owner or family or anyone that's interested in adopting a dog, what type of family would be best for Bethany, who has a lot of energy and is pretty young?
Yeah. She's kind of special because I think she could fit in a lot of different places. She does have a good amount of energy, but she's not, like, so rambunctious that I think she would have a hard time if you weren't, like, the most active family. I think anyone who just has a little bit of space for her, she does love running around the yard, and just anyone who has some extra, like, time for her, I would say, because she does love being around her people. But for the most part, I think she would be a good fit for either a single person or, you know, a family with kids, whether you have dogs, no dogs, what have you, because she does a pretty good job at entertaining herself for the most part.
You said there's no fees right now, but typically, if there were fees, what do those fees actually look like? Because I don't think they're that expensive if people are interested in adopting.
Yeah, so typically an adoption fee for an adult dog is going to be $75. Mm-hmm. I would say that's our most, like, average fee, and that's going to cover them getting spayed or neutered, microchipped, seen by the vet, and getting their shots done as well.
Mm-hmm. How many animals do you think are in Haven Humane right now, dogs or cats?
Oh, my goodness. Dogs, I would say, I don't know, easily 130.
Wow.
Maybe. at any given time, we would have, I would say, roughly around that amount. And for cats, definitely a little less. Probably more than 40, less than 100, mm-hmm. I would say.
We have a couple minutes left, so what's the best way to contact Haven Humane? And if people are interested in Bethany or other dogs, what should they say?
So the best way to contact us is to call us. So our number again is 530-241-1653. If you call us, you can just say, you know, that you heard about Bethany or you heard about the pet of the week, and you'd like to see her, learn more about her. And, of course, you can just come down to the shelter if you're in the area and ask about her as well.
What got you into working for Haven Humane, and why are you passionate about animals?
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know. The animals are very underrepresented, so to speak, and I think it's really special to get to work somewhere where we try to, like, give them a voice and give them another chance, because so many of them are just coming from a weird situation or, you know, what have you. They're displaced, and it's very special to get to feel like you're helping them and making a difference for them.
Do you have any animals yourself?
I do. I have two cats.
How cute. I love the cat that I got from Haven Humane. I mean, this cat, he was in there for about 2 months because he was so shy. And when I adopted him, I thought he was never going to come out of hiding. He just kind of nuzzled his head under any cubby that he could find. And then 3 days later, the shy cat is now the most rambunctious, loving personality. He fooled me because now he's running the house. And
good for him.
And his name's O'Reilly, changed to Monkey because the only thing to coax him out of his hiding was some banana bread. Banana bread. He really likes his banana bread.
So. What a silly guy.
He's so silly, and he's completely different from when he was in the shelter. I mean, some of these animals, they just need a place to be loved and cared for and have a set place. So now he has the entire house to run, and he's just a completely different cat from when I got to meet him.
That's amazing.
And he's got personality for days from a shy cat. So. And he licked like a dog. I can't believe that cat.
That is hilarious.
He fooled me. And Bethany is one of the most beautiful dogs I've ever seen, and she's so sweet. And is there anything else you want to leave for Bethany before we go on the break? Let's do that phone number one more time.
Yeah, our phone number is 530-241-1653. And definitely give us a call if you have any questions about her or about anybody.
Thanks so much, Katrina. Thanks so much, Bethany. And we'll see you next week with Haven Humane's Pet of the Week.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break with our next guest.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Friday morning. Christina is joining me over in the booth. Christina, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm excited about my Fridays, to be honest.
Really? What do you have going on?
It's Friday. Chill.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Just to chill, and I'll see how it will go after I will rest a bit and maybe Maybe there was something fun. Finally, the weather is good. So maybe some paddleboarding.
Paddleboarding.
Yeah, I'm a water person.
That's really cool. Well, we have a lot of water here. As we know, Shasta Lake is full, which is great.
Yes, I'm super happy about this. I'm an outdoor person, and this is one of the reasons why I choose Redding.
Whiskey Town. Is that why you chose Wedding?
Wedding.
Wedding, California.
My Idaho accent. Excuse me.
We have beautiful recreation. And what's cool, have you ever been to the shop up the street from KCNR? It's the old dive shop over on Eureka Way.
No, I haven't.
That place is really cool. For a long time, Redding residents, the dive shop's always been on Eureka Way. But it's under new ownership, and it's incredible. It is a complete new design, so it's a lot more water recreation focused. Let me see if I can look up their information since we got some time before our next guest. Yeah, it's called Dive Outdoors, and I think it's the perfect time to go check them out, especially with the weather changing. The lakes are full, and it's time to start floating in the river. So they actually do diving classes, rentals for paddleboarding on Whiskey Town. You go shopping over there. You're located on Eureka Way. Their phone number is 241-1571, info@DiveOutdoors. I think it's great to see that building, revamped, but still keeping true to what it was originally opened on. And they also updated the old sea murals that were on there. Christina, we might as well go check that out after the show today.
For sure, definitely.
For listeners going on, we talked about the weather. Why don't we talk about the weather? There was our hot, windy day last night, but today, Friday, we're looking at sunny with a high near 90 degrees, northeast wind up to 7 to 11 miles per hour. On Saturday, we're looking sunny with a high near of 93 degrees. Sunday, we're looking at sunny with a high near to 91 degrees. Monday, sunny with a high near to 91 degrees. Tuesday, sunny with a high near to 94 degrees. Wednesday, 97 degrees. Thursday, 93 degrees. In big letters, I see no rain. No rain, which has been interesting because I think this is one of our rainiest seasons yet. So kind of the wrap-up with the Redding weather, we're looking at 90 degrees for this next week. So welcome back to summer, everybody. I think it's always funny that we have a very short spring. So it's like we have this really wet winter, 1 week of beautiful spring, and then we get into this hot, hot weather. Have you noticed that, Christina? It just kind of jumps.
I totally agree, and it's kind of be my first super hot summer, because last summer was my first summer in Redding, but it was kind of cold, if you remember.
It was, and it kept hot until like October, but I don't want to talk about October. That seems far off. We're actually 1 week after this weekend. We jump into rodeo week.
Whoa, are you ready?
I am ready. I am boots.
You have your boots?
yeah, I got my boot, scoot, and boogie going on right now. And for all those, listeners, we just had the Red Bluff Roundup a couple weeks ago. I believe this weekend's the Cottonwood Rodeo. And then next week we jump into Redding Rodeo Week, an absolute staple of our culture over here. And the entire town participates in just fantastic activities put on by the Asphalt Cowboys, along with the Redding Rodeo Association. So you can expect to see the same type of events. I would say for those that are looking for what's going on Redding Rodeo Week, go to reddingrodeo.com to look up the lineup of what they're doing. I know they still have some tickets available. Don't miss the rodeo. That is one of our coolest events that takes place on the rodeo grounds next to the Civic Center. It goes the 16th through the 18th. It sells out. It's a beautiful stadium, and I think it's always, Linda sometimes sings the national anthem at that. Have you ever seen Linda sing the national anthem?
No, I haven't.
Ah, she's a star. She's an absolute star, and she comes on out in her rodeo get up, and she just reminds me of when she was a star with Dean Martin out there. I mean, she is one of a kind. And also when she's singing the national anthem, there's a helicopter that flies around with the American flag. So it's a really cool experience. Even if you haven't been to the rodeo, go to the rodeo. If you're interested in learning more about it, check it out. And then the Asphalt Cowboys, I think one of my favorite things is how Reading changes for Reading Rodeo Week with the Asphalt Cowboys programming every single year. Asphalt Cowboys have been a staple for the community. And one of the coolest things is next Friday, 1 week from today, downtown's going to be completely closed over on Market Street because it's their annual pancake breakfast, which they serve around 10,000 people. Flapjacks, sausage, and orange juice and syrup. Christina, I just like to ask you these things since you're in Reading now. Have you been to the pancake breakfast before?
I was. This year was my first time, and it was so cool. I really enjoyed the vibe.
It is one of the most incredible events. I remember when I was a kid, and I think a lot of people remember, before our downtown went through this major changes to reopen the main streets, not a lot of programming was actually happening. And I think having the pancake breakfast stay in downtown and activate downtown was a great excuse to bring people to downtown Reading and check it out. So since the late 1950s, the Asphalt Cowboys have been serving this pancake breakfast. They serve around 10,000 participants, and tickets are on sale right now. Tickets are $5 pre-sale or $6 at the event. You can't beat that price. It's May 17th, 2024, from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. over on Market Street. So parking is not a problem. If you're wondering how to get to the event next week, there's a giant parking structure, six-story parking structure next to Market Street, parking surrounding the core where the pancakes are going to be served. And I believe at the next council meeting, there's going to be a municipality so that whenever there's the Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast, they're not going to be enforcing parking during that time, which I don't think anybody would be getting a ticket during the Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast because, number one, too many cars. Number two, we want people to enjoy downtown for that type of event. So don't worry about parking next week, and I know that they'll probably talk more about the Asphalt Cowboys next week. Otherwise, there's some other cool stuff that are happening. Over our friends, Riverfront Playhouse are opening Foul Play in French Gulch. That's a local play written by Lisa Murphy Collins, community theater located over on California Street. I think River, for those also listening, Riverfront's been around since the 1980s. They used to be on Cypress in an old storage unit. And then in the last couple of years, they reopened over on California Street, taking over the former physical therapy building and activating what once was their pool for the physical therapy offices into a functioning stage. So Riverfront Playhouse, really cool. And knowing that Riverfront Playhouse opened in that anchor of California Street, everything started changing. So now you have Poor Boys Tap House, which is right by the railroad tracks, which is really cool. A lot of delicious beers and a place where they designed where not only are you able to go hang out with your friends, drink beer, but they made it a family environment too, so the kids have something to do if you want to go out and have some time with your family. And they also always have a rotating food truck out in front of their business. And then Gold Street Liquor also, re-upped their facade. I mean, when Riverfront fixed up the funky building, everything started changing. So we really like to see these buildings get invested in, especially through arts and culture. So Foul Play in French Gulch. It's about French Gulch. It's a little bit Western. I think fitting that it's starting on Reading Rodeo Week, May 10th through May 26th. And then our next First Friday, we had that on May 4th, which was pretty cool. What's kind of the big, Christina, when's our next guest coming in here? I think we have a couple more minutes. We're going to be focusing on some of the homeless issues in downtown and resources and homeless issues just in Shasta County, and making sure that people have those resources available. So I'm excited to meet with her. Let me see what Carl just texted me. That'll be cool. And then at the top of the hour, with Patrick Gorman, who's a monthly spot, talking about workers' comp. So a lot of interesting things that are happening this morning. It's Bike Month Challenge through Healthy Shasta. So if you are a biker, get involved. You can go to ShastaBikeChallenge.org to learn about their monthly events. And some of the other big things that I always see is that the Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge is still happening March 29th through May 26th. So a couple weeks left, which is a really cool, instead of doing the Garden of Lights, you can go check out Glowing Wild, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park lighted program. Otherwise, Christina, I think we're ready for our next break, so I'm going to pass this over, and we'll catch up with everybody in a little bit.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Celebrate 31 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $30,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win free slot play or up to $3,100 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're waiting for our next guest to come on board, so I thought I'd talk about what else is happening in the area. So As many of you might know, and hopefully your members, the Shasta Historical Society is actually closed temporarily for walk-ins, and the entire historic archive has been put in storage. About a month and a half ago, we had the Great Flood, which I can't wait to be documented in our history. The Great Flood, which was from a water heater that burst in our building, and it completely flooded the first a couple of inches of the floor rising up. Not a lot of things were damaged. Not many things historically were damaged, but the building certainly faced a critical damage. And so right now the Historic Society has an opportunity to redo, revamp, reimagine, and put some infrastructure in there that makes it a modern building once again. And we're really excited to see what's going on that. We have an incredible board, and the Historical Society has incredible resources to learn about your area. Let me pull up our website, because it's right over here on Market Street. It's, you know, as Market Street gets developed, the Historic Society is also getting developed. So, number one, for our listeners, I think you should go follow Historical Society on Facebook. They always have a daily update of the history in Shasta County. And they're also getting ready for their Taste of History event, their annual fundraiser, which is going to be – let's pull this up. The annual fundraiser, which goes into maintaining the historic archives, continuing our mission of educating and preserving Shasta County history. Some of my favorite things that they've been talking about, this is actually the most recent story, A Tale of Whiskey Town, A Name, A Town, A Lake, A Drink. And I know that we don't have our next guest right now, so why don't we shoot? Here's a little bit of history right here for those that are interested in Whiskey Town, especially as the weather has changed. So, A Tale of Whiskey Town, A Name, A Town, A Lake, A Drink. Located in the foothills of the Klamath Mountains, just 9 miles west of Redding, lies the intriguing tale of Whiskey Town, Shasta County, California. Did you know that Whiskey Town Lake, a serene reservoir surrounded by breathtaking landscapes, was once the site of Shasta County's earliest gold rush communities? Back in 1849, Whiskey Town, originally called Whiskey Creek Diggings, sprung to life amidst the gold rush frenzy. Legend has it that the town's name originated from a whiskey barrel tumbling off of a citizen's pack mule, christening the nearby creek with spirits. Others say it refers to miners consuming a barrel of whiskey per day. Either way, quite a story to have a sip to. Fast forwarding to 1963, Whiskey Town Dam was completed, flooding much of the original town beneath the reservoir's water. Today, when water levels are low, you can actually catch glimpses of the town's past beneath the lake's surface. But the history doesn't end there. Whiskey Town Lake is an integral part of the Central Valley Project, providing vital support for flood control, irrigation, and hydroelectric power. Let's not forget the recreational haven that it's provided. Whiskey Town's quirky name even caught the attention of President John F. Kennedy, who dedicated the dam in 1963, noting, "The name of this community tells a good deal about the early beginnings of the state and country. From the bustling gold rush town to the tranquil lake, it is today Whiskey Town's legacy living on." You know, you can just go onto the Historical Society website, and they'll have one of these glimpses of history to learn more about what you're experiencing. And we've actually gotten to partner with Shasta Historical Society through Viva Downtown Reading, through our community walks that take place in downtown. This is a program that we've been working on, which is open to the public and free to the public to actually explore this downtown area. And it's a series of four maps partnered with Healthy Shasta, the City of Reading, Visit Reading, the Reading Cultural District, and the Shasta County Arts Council, through the Upstate California Creative Corps grant. And these community maps are a way to explore downtown and check out some of our cultural assets, like many of our standing historic structures or the new murals that just got placed in downtown or around downtown. Our last walk was partnered with the City of Reading and the Shasta Historical Society to oversee Calaboose Creek and all the development that's been there for the creek that runs right through our downtown Reading. And it starts over in our historic neighborhoods with some of the oldest houses on Chestnut Street. These maps you can find actually at vivadowntownreading.org. But we have a series of four, so we're finalizing our last map coming up next week. And in June, we're going to be doing a once-a-week weekly map walk so everybody can go check out downtown. So our first one was with historic structures with the Historical Society. There's around 18 standing historic structures still standing in this downtown core. The murals that got put up, I think it's funny. Christina, have you seen the murals around downtown?
Not yet, by the way.
They are absolutely beautiful. But, you know, the thing about creating a mural map is that it's already outdated. We added all of the murals that were currently happening, and once we printed it, there's about three murals that were completed within 2 weeks of that map being printed. So if you haven't made it downtown, you should go check out some of these incredible murals that are being painted up. And then our next one's going to be trails that are connecting to downtown. So that'd be something like the Dieselhorst Bridge. I think so many things have happened in these last, you know, from 2020 to 2024. We've seen so many developments happening here in downtown Reading. We're talking about these trails connecting to downtown. So like the downtown to Dieselhorst Bridge, that was around 2021 where that finally got connected to our area. For recreation and biking, and then a little bit more of recreation. Market Street is about to open probably a month from now as that new community park through the Caltrans Clean California program, and that's through the partnership through Block 7 Development of McConnell Foundation, K2 Development, and the City of Reading's involved in this project with the park. That so you're walking down Market Street. It used to be a private parking lot for Shasta College, and it was just asphalt right between the Nathan Sims building and Shasta College. Now it's being converted into this community park through the Clean California Caltrans program. And I believe by June 21st, we'll be officially opening that project right on Market Street. So I know there's a little stage section right on Market for potential activation for concerts and performances. They'll have a swing out there for families to be able to relax. A lot of shade. I really appreciate that they planted some mature trees out there to make it seem, you know, to make sure that we have some tree coverage and shade coverage. And it's coming together really nice. It's tying together all the things that we're seeing over here on Market Street. Christina, I think we're getting ready for our next break, and we will see where our next guest is coming. So I'm going to send it back to our break, and we'll catch you in a little bit. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. $10 free slap play. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hope Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Love that song. Yeah. Crank it up on this beautiful Friday morning. Guitar solo. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Christina, I love that song, but I can't even think. I think it's Lose Control by Teddy Swims, right?
Yes, you're right.
Oh, my gosh. That is a great song choice. I really
it is,
it.
And this guitar moment is really incredible.
I'm glad I'm leaving it to you to choose some of the songs that that we're playing today. You always have a good lineup. Hey, is Liam still working here?
No, fortunately no. He chose to go to school and build the fire protection.
Fire Academy.
Yes.
Yeah, Liam was great. You and Liam really hold down the studio and always make your guests, you know.
Thank you so much. I really miss him, to be honest, with all my heart. He's a really good guy.
Me too. I thought Liam was incredible for this. So I'm glad he's doing the Fire Academy. Speaking of fire, here's our KRCR breaking news this morning. It looks like crews are battling a structure fire that broke out along El Camino Drive in Cottonwood early Friday morning. No word yet what might have sparked the blaze. That's interesting. Yeah, let's why don't we go through the morning news that's going on. Let's check this out. Yesterday was KRCR Stuff the Bus, May 2024, with the Salvation Army. That looked like a completely successful event. And last night we actually celebrated with Record Searchlight 20 years of The Buzz, written by David Benda. Last night David Benda and Damon Arthur did a program, a Q&A special, celebrating the 20 years of The Buzz with Record Searchlight, while also talking about how journalism has changed over the years, and both of them moved to Reading. Damon Arthur moved to Reading in 1989. David Benda moved to Reading in 1990. They talked about Record Searchlight back in the days where they pretty much wore all types of hats and how many people were working in the newsroom back on Twin View Boulevard. Really cool to learn about that history and then also to kind of see where their focus is right now. It seems from journalism here in Reading, you know, Record Searchlight has a smaller staff, but still achieving, you know, deep dive stories. And they're saying, you know, even though it's a smaller staff, they're able to really think about what type of stories they want to cover and do a deeper dive and research in some of the great impacts that they have. I think Damon Arthur always does a great job writing about local politics in the area. And David Benda on The Buzz, if you haven't read it, it always happens. The column comes out every Saturday, and it covers what's happening over around the general community, whether it's development, construction, restaurants, businesses, food. David Benda gets the story, and when we call Buzz, he is floating around, buzzing around, getting as much content as possible. And he was talking about kind of the big focus for Reading is what's going on with the restaurant and food scene, which I think is interesting, but I'm not too shocked that our common news stories that break is when something happens with our restaurants. I remember one of the biggest news stories about a couple months ago, which put everybody to a halt, was when the Subways closed down and they're back open. But that was a big talk. And then if you're on Facebook, a person at Baja Burrito eating a burrito during the burrito challenge and not paying. I mean, shoot, we are passionate about our restaurants and we're passionate about our food. And one of the developments that I got to see is over here on California Street, where Rosé recently closed down, but now we've got Anthony's Mediterranean opening up very soon. But otherwise, number one, it looks like I've got something. Do I have somebody on the phone? No, I don't. That's okay.
No, it just was a small reminder from listeners to tell your name and where you're from.
Ooh, good to know. Yes, for our listeners, my name is Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. They are out for the weekend. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading, and actually, we swapped around. Our original guest didn't come, so I am honored to have Mimi Mosley.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, that is a celebrity. It feels like we're on the Bob Hope Show.
Oh.
With a celebrity cameo coming.
Oh, my
through.
Gosh.
Hi, Mimi.
Hey. Well, I was just listening this morning, and I thought, oh, you are doing so well. And even without a guest, I just thought, you're such a natural. It was wonderful. And then, so I texted you to say, hey, you're doing so well. And you said, come on down.
Yeah, you said now it was basically you're reading now social media posts to try and get by.
Right, right.
So thank goodness. Mimi, it's really nice to see you.
Yay, good to see you. I love serving on Leadership Reading with you, and I love all the exciting things that are going on downtown, Viva Downtown's doing. One of my new favorite things is that new park you were just talking about. It's going to be so cool.
It's really pretty.
It is beautiful, and they're going so fast.
Yes, they are. They because it's a since it's a grant, they got to get this project done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're on schedule even with all of the rain that we had recently. But Mimi, thanks for coming on to the show today. I know this wasn't on your plan schedule.
No, it's okay. I'm actually doing this morning a Shasta College is doing a it's a speech competition, and they still are doing that via Zoom. But I'm going to judge it, and I'm so excited about that. There's about 7 or 8 students who are going to give a brief speech, and I'm going to critique it. And I love to do stuff like that.
Well, you're a wonderful public speaker.
I do like to do that. Don't give me a microphone.
You got the microphone right now, and you're I think that's a wonderful choice. I actually got to do that 2 years ago.
Oh, you did.
And some of these speeches, you know, seeing the students' capabilities and getting to not only work with their instructors but bring other people from Reading who get to public speak.
Yes.
Council ever so often or to secure grants,
mm-hmm.
Especially some of the work that you're doing. We were going to have someone on the show to talk about what's going on with, you know, resources for unhoused people. But I think, you know, if that person's not here, you're a wonderful next person to come in and talk about, because you're heavily involved with the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yes, doing some and one programs. Thing really big that we're doing and we're working on right now is the New Day Resource Center. So we've been doing workshops and with the sheltered, with the unsheltered, and with partnering agencies. And one question that people are always asking is, why don't all of you agencies just work together? The answer is, we do. Every Friday, there is a meeting that it's called, now I can't do it because I'm on the spot. But it's a meeting between all the agencies, and they talk about the most vulnerable. We have them by name, and it's through the HMIS program. Tim Danielson from United Way heads that up, and he's doing a great job. So we are partnering, and our next Reading Restart is probably going to be August, somewhere in there, and we're going to do it totally different. And Reading Restart is to restart the conversation about how things and the community can know more and handle things better regarding those experiencing homelessness. So we're excited about that, and it's going to be very unique. We've already met with a bunch of folks, and it's going to be pretty cool. And something else that I thought was really interesting, side note, is we are very close to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in our hearts. We've got family there. And a couple of the things that I have noticed is their entertainment and cultural center is nothing compared to Reading, which is pretty dang cool, because Murfreesboro is a third larger than Reading, and yet their theater district and their cultural activities, all these things can't hold a candle to Reading. So here we are, little Reading. I know this is a side note. We were talking homelessness.
No, this is great. This is great.
I know our time is very short, so I'm going to squeeze in everything I can. I was thinking about this morning. There's so many things that Murfreesboro, Tennessee have that we could grow into as a great community, but there are many things they don't have that we really excel at, and the cultural district is one of those. So my hat is off to you, Blake, and the many others who are involved in that, Rhonda Alvey and all of those people who work so hard to bring more culture to our community.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, we are a Reading Cultural District,
yes,
and we were designated in 2017 by the state of California.
Yes.
We're one of 14 districts that are recognized by the state of California, and people say, well, why Reading? And I say, well, why not?
Right.
Our cultural district encompasses the Reading Rodeo Grounds, Turtle Bay, the nationally recognized river trails that connect into downtown, and our downtown Reading, which has gone through a renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those big highlights that I would say is, you know, we have large macro cultural programs like Cool April Nights.
Yes.
Which activated not only the cultural district, but all of Reading.
Yep.
Which is an all-volunteer organization.
It is, yes.
The Reading Rodeo Association getting ready for their big program next week. But also the other features of preserving culture and creating culture. The Cascade Theater is celebrating 20 years of their restoration reopening.
Mm-hmm.
While the Cascade Theater has been open since, you know, been around since the 1930s.
Yeah.
There was a time where we closed down our one Art Deco theater and reopened it in 2004.
Yes.
The Sundial Bridge with Calatrava, an international architect, putting that beautiful Sundial Bridge,
gorgeous,
which is now a community staple for not only tourism, but people from Reading. I mean, is there ever a time, that you go on the Sundial Bridge where you don't recognize
somebody? All the time. And there are people who are in elected positions in our community who swore they would never walk across that bridge. They were so against it. I will not name names, it makes me crazy. Something that brings so many people and so much money to our area, and this person is like, I will never walk across the Sundial Bridge.
I think that person didn't walk across it. I think he would dress up as George Washington and sailed across the Delaware. Do you remember that?
That was before us, But I did hear about it. Another thing that makes us so proud.
Super funny. It's funny to hear about it as an adult, but you know how much that meant.
But another thing with the cultural district is the Art Hunger.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite new things that we have here, and I'm just thrilled. Well, they're so talented. Carlo and Matt Grigsby and all those guys that do such a great job.
And we're going to head out to our next break. You're listening to KTNR Radio. We're about the top of the hour at 8 a.m., 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading with Mimi Mosley from Mosley Sellers. We'll be back after the break.
KTNR, Shasta Reading.
Raised against him at his New York trial. The presiding judge refusing to loosen the gag order on Mr. Trump, also rejecting another defense request for a mistrial. The trial is keeping Mr. Trump from campaigning while Joe Biden collects more campaign cash out on the West Coast. This week's attempt to unseat the Speaker of the House of Representatives by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene failed on a lopsided 359-43 vote. Speaker Mike Johnson says, his words, the grown-ups are still in charge in the House.
You know, chaos and division don't do a single thing to help in our mission. I mean, it hurts our cause. It diminishes our chances to, you know, keep, of course, and grow the House majority for the Republican Party. We can't show dysfunction. And I think Marjorie knew the outcome all along, but she did it anyway.
Speaker Johnson's views on a wide range of issues can be heard tomorrow on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. The Biden administration takes the wraps off a new rule aimed at speeding up asylum processing at the southern border.
The asylum rule change would allow the U.S. to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. It would shift the decision-making from a judge to asylum officers. The new rule comes as the Biden administration has been struggling to demonstrate to voters that it has a handle on immigration. Republicans have consistently slammed the administration over policies that they say have worsened problems at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Consumer sentiment, as measured by the University of Michigan, has tumbled to its lowest level in 6 months. Americans cite concerns about stubbornly high inflation and interest rates and fears that unemployment will rise. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is 83 points higher, the Nasdaq down 34 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
The sentence, time already served for a Chinese billionaire who tried to funnel money to some New York politicians.
56-year-old Wei Qin, a Chinese film magnate with homes in Manhattan and Long Island, was sentenced to 7 months in prison, matching the time he had served in pretrial detention since his October arrest. His lawyers say he later boarded a plane to an undisclosed location. Qin pleaded guilty to making illegal campaign contributions and other charges. Prosecutors did not name the politicians, but say that they included a candidate for a New York City office, a Long Island congressman, and a candidate for a Rhode Island congressional seat. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iranians voting in a runoff election for the remaining seats in the country's parliament after hardline politicians dominated the balloting in March. People in 22 constituencies across the country will elect 45 representatives. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Cost of borrowing for a home is down just a tad.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to about 7.1%. That's the lowest it's been since early April. It's still only down slightly from about 7.2% last week. The pullback follows a five-week string of increases. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. So the recent overall upward shift in mortgage rates is an unwelcome trend for home buyers in what's typically the housing market's busiest time of the year. I'm Alex Baker.
Hawaii health officials say testing on West Maui residents shows no evidence of widespread lead exposure from last summer's wildfires. Blood samples were taken from more than 500 people to screen for the toxic metal after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century ripped through the town of Lahaina, killing 101 people. The health director says it's reassuring to know that people are not showing elevated blood lead levels. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Casey and our listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda are out for the weekend, so you're listening to Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, the Main Street accredited nonprofit focused on enhancing downtown Reading through social, cultural, and economic development. We're at the top of the hour. It looks like at least 8:05. I'm joined today, getting ready for our hour segment with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman to talk about workers' comp. But before we go into that, I believe Susan Eastman is on the line to do the market report.
Good morning, Blake. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are starting out mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 79 points at 39,468. The S&P 500 is positive 4 points at 5,218. The Nasdaq Composite is down 2 points at 16,344. As to stocks this morning, Tesla down $4.02, trading at $167.92. Marathon Digital down $1.65 at $18.01. Planetary Technology up 33 cents, trading at $20.82 per share, and AMD down 67 cents at $151.71. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.5%. For commodities, gold is up $44 an ounce at $2,353, silver up $1.07 at $28 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $79 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR. And I want to wish everyone, every mother out there, a happy Mother's Day this weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Oh, goodness gracious. I was too busy caught up on Reading Rodeo Week. It is Mother's Day weekend for all you mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Susan, for that fantastic reminder, and I hope everybody has some wonderful plans. As we know, the weather's changed, and it is going to be a beautiful weekend. And also, everybody, make those reservations now. Don't wait till the last minute, and don't be like me showing up at Safeway at 8 a.m.
Remind your son, uncle, father, remind your guy that has a wife, mother in their life to not wait until the last minute.
Everyone get set. So I'm curious. I'm wondering, Christina, if you're on the computer, when we're doing our segment, maybe you can look up some Mother's Day programming this weekend, and we can talk about that. I think that'd be good to talk about. But otherwise, our next guest and our monthly segment with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's always fun to be on. And we had a guest, with Ted Leidy one time, and it's just, it's different. It's a different flow, so it's nice. So it's great meeting you.
It's nice to meet both of you. Where are your offices? Are you guys located?
We're in Palo Cedro.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love Palo Cedro.
Yeah, and we had an office here in Reading, and we live in Palo Cedro, so it's closer there, and. We like it. We like being, 2 minutes away from the office so we can run in there if we need to.
So what's this is, I'm excited to meet both of you. What's kind of the segment, and what do you guys like to really focus on for this next hour?
Typically, we talk about trends in workers' comp, which is really, it's going to be insurance based, right, and things like that. Carl always throws me some curveballs about current events, things that are going on, legally going on, and sometimes it'll even get into a conversation about something that's going on in their life, and I'll say, hey, why, what about this? It won't be workers' comp related. So, I usually field questions that anybody would ask a lawyer, too. So, usually we talk about things that are happening. It'll be something that's going on that I'm dealing with case-wise. For example, some things now, I'm dealing with a lot of, toxic exposures and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of attorneys, no other attorney up here that I know of. I worked on the other side for quite a while, up here and in the Bay Area, and there was a lot of toxic exposure stuff down in the Bay Area that I dealt with as a defense attorney. And no attorney on the applicant side really navigates that. It's hard to identify too. I'll have a client come into my office and maybe they're 45 or 50 and they're starting to have Alzheimer's or Parkinson's and their hand will be shaking and they're coming in over a back injury or something. And I'll say, hey, what's going on with the hand? I can see a tremor. That's not back injury specific. And they'll say, I have Parkinson's. I'm like, okay, you're kind of young. Does it run in your family? And it doesn't. And then I'll get into it, hey, where do you work? What do you do? And usually it's going to involve some kind of exposure. The last news segment, they mentioned testing for lead in the blood at Lahaina. And, there's more to it than that. It's not just lead in the blood. Those people breathe in a lot of, arsenic. Various chemicals. There's probably a ton of neurotoxic pesticides that they breathe in, and what's going to be in the dirt, right? So this continuous micro exposure going on over the course of 11, 13, 17, 20 years, people develop neurodegenerative disease much more frequently than cancer. Everybody thinks of cancer and asbestos and stuff. There's a lot of other things you can develop from different chemical exposures, and it's not just chemicals. Organic compounds, too. And it's not just lead. It could be nickel and iron and things like that. I mean, people forget that we have, a Superfund site right off, right by Keswick. And the water, the sludge ponds run right off into the river there. The water evaporates in the hot sun. People who have to work in that area breathe it in. All right, so it's, it is rare. I mean, it's not like everybody who's exposed to it develops something. But, you get a cluster. Sometimes up at, in a prison, I'll have, several guys who have had these, microstrokes. There'll be seven of them. And I only have, 10 clients for that area. That's a high percentage. And no doctors are really looking for that unless they're trained in that field, unless they're occupational medicine specialists. And, they're just not looking for it. They're looking for it's just not something they go to. And there's latencies. You might have been exposed 17 years ago. So it's fascinating, and it's difficult to navigate, but it explains a lot of things. If they're treating the symptoms and not the cause, sometimes, people continue to get worse. But more than anything else, when we make that connection, people are just glad to know what happened. Why? Mm-hmm. Right? They just, why did this happen to me? And then they find out, and it gives them hope. It answers a lot of questions for them. So that's something I've been dealing with a lot up here. There's a lot of sites up here. There's been a lot of stuff going on. Logging in the forest, there's been a lot of fires and things like that.
I wasn't even thinking about toxic exposure or just what you breathe in on a regular basis. I kept on thinking, when we're talking about workers' comp, of just a regular physical injury, or if you're carrying something wrong or something falls. But that's a really interesting concept and topic. And what are some of the organizations? You mentioned a couple. First off, what got you into becoming a workers' comp attorney, a lawyer?
I was actually in law enforcement, and you're either that, you have that personality, or you don't. It's really hard to. You could have all the right stuff to be a cop, and if you can't take that 150th or 300th person, spitting on you just because you pulled them over, and you're just not those guys. The women and men in law enforcement, they are something else as far as what they can tolerate and what they can put back and put in the suitcase there. But Jill decided that she'd back me up and go into law school, and so I went to law school later in life, and graduated in passed the bar in 2012, and I had family who owned a law firm, right? My uncle owned a law firm, a big defense firm, and while I was going to law school and preparing to go to law school, I was working there and answering phones and putting together files and driving attorneys, and there was a lot of mentorship and stuff, and when I got to law school, I stepped in, and it just fit. It's just, my personality just fit into it, and it's fascinating to me. I mean, I think my uncle explained it to me years ago, is it being intellectually stimulating 35 years after he started doing it. And it is. I mean, every case is something new. And what you're doing, you're a problem solver. A lawyer is a problem solver. You take somebody's problem and you figure out what the board looks like, and you play it out in your head, and you get to that checkmate position. You're solving a puzzle. And with workers' comp, you have the legal issues. You have the employment issues. You have medical issues. I know more about medical stuff than I ever thought I would. And then you have these folks, their personal problems. They're dealing with the biggest crisis of their life, most of them. Probably the first time in their adult life that they haven't had control. It gets dark. People are scared. And that's when they call a lawyer. They're scared. And I did elder law in law school, and I really liked doing that. And I really liked helping folks. And walking through those personal things where, I mean, every case affects everybody differently, and they have to pivot. They have to find a plan B, because workers' comp doesn't pay you forever. Hmm. After a few years, they drop you off whether you're hurt or not. Right, you're just out of money. So they have to figure out a plan B. And I think most lawyers don't get into that. I don't know why, but that's really what it is. The benefits are minimum. And if they don't have a plan B, if they get stuck in that pit of just focusing on their case every day and not what they're going to do next, they run out of money, and they're just high and dry. Things get really bad then. People have to make really bad decisions. So seeing them on the other side, you know, they come in, their shoulders are low. They're just in a bad situation, depressed, and then watching them at the end smiling, you know, and they're leaving and everything's going to be okay, that's really the best part of it. So I just kind of found my way into it. Working for insurance companies was not my thing, I guess. Life takes you someplace, right? You don't really, I think most people think they're going to be an attorney their whole life and become one, they don't like the job. I think you just, life kind of directs you to where you wind up, where you belong.
And you can hear the passion in your voice.
Yeah, that's clients like, and I'm intense. I'm a pretty intense person too. I think that
I'd rather have an intense lawyer than a lawyer.
Yeah, most people would. But you know, it's not in an irrational way. I mean, I fight when I have to. There's a lot of ways around things. You can usually resolve most things. Hmm. You just have to find out where there's what people need, and then figure out the way through there. I don't just fight to fight. It's never a good thing. Right? It ruins everything else.
Hmm. So. How did you two meet?
Oh, yeah, you tell this one.
I met him in sixth grade. Fifth
what?
Grade. Yeah. He was my boyfriend in sixth grade. That's how I met him.
And it worked out.
Kind of.
There
was a space in between.
Yeah, if we had dated in high school, she would want nothing to do with me, I'm sure. So I was fortunate enough where she called me after I was grown up in a man.
Yeah. Mm.
Junior high sweetheart. And it looks like, well, gosh. Well, I love that. Okay, hey, thank you for all that introduction. We're going to break for our first break of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be back with Patrick and Jill Gorman, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Blake Fisher.
As the Reading Rodeo returns, Funkin' by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties.
Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman for their segment. But it looks like we have someone on the line named Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Patrick?
Yes, sir.
I'm terrific. Everything is good with me. Thank you for asking.
Wonderful. Well, hey, how can we help you this morning?
Well, I wanted to ask Patrick if he would handle a case for a friend of mine. My friend had 9.5 years in the labor's union, and that was quite a while ago. And now that he's older, he's trying to collect his pension, and they're denying him. And it sounds like it's just technicalities that a good attorney could handle. So I wondered if I sent him out to you, if you'd handle something like that.
So, how long, do you know how long it's been since he's worked?
Well, he went to work for himself as a private contractor.
How long has he been out of the union?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Well, he can call in. I typically don't deal with, like a labor dispute like that with the local. There might be something like arrearages he has to pay or something, but, if he's no longer in the union or he's been out of the union for a while, there's administrative processes, and I'll talk to him for sure. He should just call and make an appointment with me, and I'll chat with him over the phone and let him know what I think. There's some firms I know of that might handle it, but there might be a better way than just fighting the union. I mean, he's entitled to benefits at some point, so it might just be, like you said, a technicality. So, yeah, if you can give him my number, it's 530-262-2168. Just have him give us a call. He can leave a voicemail if the girls don't answer, and then they'll set up a phone call with him, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick. That actually goes into what I wanted to open up for everybody. So listening to KCNR Radio, we've got Patrick Gorman, and it's Gorman Law, focusing on workers' comp issues today. So you can call in to KCNR Radio, 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. If you call in and have any questions, we've got an incredible attorney right here to be able to answer any questions.
Yeah, Carl, throw some curveballs at me. You know, throw some like constitutional law stuff at me. whatever's hot in the news. And you know, I was talking to this attorney. Actually, I'm going to see if he could call in next month with me. And I was talking to Carl a couple of months ago about the fire and casualty insurance, you know, homeowners policies. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I read an article where the insurance commissioner and the governor were trying to work out a deal with Allstate and all these, you know, the big six that carry these policies who are exiting the state. And I was kind of frustrated because, you know, what I read was, hey, they're going to change the way that the policies are underwritten. And they're going to allow them to price in prospective climate disasters into the pricing model. And I thought that was, you know, I don't know, wasn't really a good idea. But then, you know, talking to this attorney, and he's a mentor of mine, so I always run things by him because he keeps it real, right? And he brought up to me that, you know, think about it. There's 6, 7, 8 massive insurance companies that are saying we'd rather dump millions of current paying customers than extend policies on fire and casualty insurance. Mm-hmm. That's how risky it is. Mm-hmm. And the state of California is saying, on their own numbers, we ran our own numbers, and it is so risky, we don't want to cover it. So we'll do whatever we need to do for you guys to cover the risk. And, you know, his theory is that it's inflation-based, that inflation is far greater than we know, and this is just the first kind of symptom of contagion. And I mean, it was kind of scary. It was sobering. You know, think about it. Insurance companies, these people are paying money now. And they're saying, we will forego millions upon millions of dollars of cash today rather than assuming the risk of whatever fire may break out in Topanga Canyon or wherever it is in Southern California, the risk of that. And then he said, hey, you know, how much would it have cost to rebuild your house 5 years ago? How much would it cost now? I mean, it's like double. Mm-hmm. That's not 30% inflation. That's 100% inflation. So, you know, it was just fascinating. I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. But, I mean, the state of California isn't saying, hey, you're our buddy. They're saying, well, we don't want to cover this risk because it'll bankrupt us. Mm-hmm. They're saying this will bankrupt us if there's a fire. They're not talking statewide. They're saying if there's a few fires, if there's a busy fire season, it'll bankrupt Allstate. It'll bankrupt, you know, farmers. It'll bankrupt California, whoever covers that risk. So they have to make it somehow profitable enough where these companies will say, yeah, we'll make it back over 20 years. That's kind of frightening.
What do you think some solutions could possibly be? Because I've been hearing insurance all over. It's difficult.
It's going to be a long-term solution. So, I mean, I do think that they're going to have to raise premiums to some extent. I mean, as far as inflation, I mean, in all reality, the solution is they're going to have to tank the economy and it's going to have to hurt people a lot. And that's the only way to get rid of inflation. I mean, they print money since 2010. They never stopped with QE, quantitative easing. They've been printing money for, you know, 14 years? You're talking trillions and trillions of surplus into the system, right? You're going to have inflation, and you can put it off for every election cycle until you can't. And so, I mean, if you want to get rid of inflation, it's going to get really hard for a while, unfortunately. It's always going to be on the back of the middle class. And so, you know, that's one thing. But as far as, you know, the covering these losses, you know, inflation's part of it. You need to increase the value of a dollar, but and decrease prices. But I mean, it comes back from the just, you know, health, safety, welfare, roads, and stuff like that. I mean, you maintain the force, you reduce the risk of wildfire. Mm-hmm. You maintain the force. You know, as far as, you know, how we go about that, I mean, you balance the budget. There's always a new tax. It's not that there's a lack of revenue. It's a priority of allocation. Right. You know, I think that roads and public safety, education, things like that always should come before others. But, you know, I don't want to be an elected. I don't think I would do well in politics. So, you know, I think the problem that's inherent in itself. Right. Folks that are problem solvers are better at lobbying, I guess, you know, handling somebody else's problem for money than being a politician. It's just I don't think it works that way. I don't think politics draw folks that are probably do the best of the job. I don't think anybody wants to who would do well. Mm. You know, presidential elections always like which one's better or worse, right? It's never like you're, it's not like you're interviewing for like a Fortune 500 company where you have like 13 amazing candidates, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not that way. And I think it's probably always been like that.
Well, in your practice right now, so what are some of the industries that you work with most commonly?
I mean, across the board, usually it's trades, law enforcement, firefighters, EMTs, nurses. But I mean, I get the whole gamut. There's not a lot of secretarial stuff. You know, when I was in the Bay Area, there were a lot of, like typing injuries and stuff. It's usually going to be, something pretty mangling. I primarily take catastrophic cases. And then I also take cases if they need an attorney. These young guys that are, 33, making, $3,000, $4,000 a week in the trades. If they go out on workers' comp, they're getting $1,600 a week max. And it's only for 2 years. And then they're done. And they're not going to step into a $130,000 a year job sitting at a desk. I mean, this will ruin their life. The last thing they need. So keep in mind, I get paid based on how much money I get for them. The more money I get for them, the more disability they have, the higher their work restrictions. Any other attorney's going to come in and they're going to drive that permanent disability value up. They don't give a damn if the guy has a job. But that's going to ruin his life. And he's going to lose his boat. He's going to lose his trailer. He's going to lose his wife. He's going to lose his house. Right? And then go work at, $26 an hour greeting people or something like that. I mean, it is life-changing. So that guy, the last thing he needs is somebody coming in and building up his injuries. He needs to get to a doctor that could keep him on the job as long as possible, even if he's hurt. He knows it'll make him worse, but he needs a plan B. And that's going to take years. And he needs his permanent disability to stay low. And then when he's able to pivot at that point, he has something else. And in workers' compensation in California, they have something called a cumulative trauma injury. Mm-hmm. It's not always a fall from a ladder. It's a progressive worsening. So, arthritis after, running a jackhammer, that kind of stuff. So they wind up having that injury at the end of their career, and they pivot into a new career where they're not going to be making that kind of money, but they at least they plan for it.
Hmm. We're actually going to be taking our next break right now at the 8:30 time slot. So KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, with Patrick and Jill Gorman. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be back after the break.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them. But Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Casey and our listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And I'm joined with Patrick and Jill Gorman for their hourly segment. We were just talking, during the break, we were talking about, you know, what are some of the complications and difficulties that Shasta County is facing right now, especially with workers' comp issues. And one of that is a lack of finding doctors or people to be able to help you out. Patrick, could you weigh in on that? Why is it so difficult for finding doctors or health care?
You know, a lot of people don't know what Shasta County is until they've been up here. They drive through it on the way to like Ashland or something, right? And or they've never been up here. You know, we moved up here in 2014 from like Lafayette area, and you know, gosh, I mean, people down there, they're like, oh yeah, there's like, that's like a gas station place, right? Because that's, they just get off here. And fortunately, I'd been up here like younger, where I stayed on a houseboat, and it was, you know, I knew it was an awesome place. They don't really look. They don't look at, you know, the schools. They don't look at the fact that there's no traffic. You know, the affordability is great, but usually when you're talking affordability, you know, down there, you're talking about moving to some place that's, you know, kind of high crime and stuff like that, or not as well good as schools. So there's that. But also, you know, if people have family, you know, like, you know, roots down in other areas, it's going to be hard to move up here. I used to always, not used to, when I was on the other side, I ran an office up here, and I was always trying to hire an attorney, and it was very difficult, very difficult. So people would move up here, and they'd wind up moving back. You know, usually it was, you know, the male was, you know, the attorney, and the wife would come up here with them, and they'd be very unhappy because mom was, you know, down in L.A. or, you know, Sacramento, and they just wanted to be, you know, one thing that, I mean, without women, we would not have culture or society or history or anything. We'd just be running around, you know, beating our heads against stuff. Like, I always use this example. During the car fire, we were grabbing stuff thinking we might have to evacuate. I'm grabbing guns and canned food. And she yells, what the hell are you doing? Grab the photo albums. And I just realized, like, without women, we would have no, like, recorded history. It's just biologically, like, what they do for us. They keep us, you know, roots down, and pulling them away from that. And then having them appear away from that, I think it just causes people to be, you know, it's really hard to adapt to. So it's just difficult to move that. So you have to get somebody who's not, you know, doesn't have roots like that, or isn't a family, you know, or somebody from up here, you know, or somebody who's not, maybe somebody who recently moved here from another, you know, far away, another state or something. It's just, it's hard to find that connection. You know, and just, it's not, it's just word of mouth. The uninformed opinion of Shasta County is incorrect. It's just people don't.
It is.
It.
Mm-hmm.
It's good and bad. It's good and bad. I mean, we've seen a lot of people moving here. I mean, I have seen people, less people letting other people yield, less people letting other people take parking spots. It's a little more crowded. So we are getting some of the elements that makes it not Shasta County, you know, and if there was too much of that, it would stop being Shasta County. So, you know, you got to take and give, and it would be great to have, you know, professionals come up here. I mean, the medical apparatus up here for workers' comp specifically, but just for everybody, it is lacking. There's not adequate care up here. There's not enough doctors. There are not enough options and things like that. So, you know, it's something that'll, you know, as that changes, so are things that we don't want to give up, right? There's always a rub, right? Anything you want to bend a cane, you're always going to lose something. And the more we attract more and more doctors and things like that up here, the more it's going to look less like the places we lived, you know, lived at. In the last 10 years, it's changed a ton. And, you know, it's slow, but it happens. I'm sure a lot of folks that lived here in, you know, 1982, you know, to 1992 or to 2002, right? You take that decade and it's unrecognizable.
Jill, do you and Patrick work together in the law firm?
Yeah, we do. My office is right next to his.
That's really cool. What's your role with the Gorman Law?
I keep the books, and then I do some legal secretary stuff because I was a legal secretary before, and that's how I made him into a lawyer.
That's really cool. What got you into law? What inspired you?
I just got a job, an entry-level job for an attorney down in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. and she was really nice and patient with me because I didn't know anything, and just kept doing it because I liked it. I like sitting in an office and doing stuff with paper instead of being out. I don't like to be outside.
You were both talking to that. You both moved to Redding in 2014. What kind of brought you to this area? What inspired you to come to Shasta County?
Well, we have three sons, and we wanted to have a lot of space for them to run around and just, you know, fewer people around. We were in a crowded area.
We would always, when we would drive down to, like, Disneyland or something, or on any road trip, you know, with the kids, they'd be sleeping in the back, and we'd talk about how when we retired, we'd get a farm. Mm. And then just out of nowhere, she's like, she comes to this conclusion, I think in 2014 or 2013, she says, you know, if we wait until we're old to do that, the kids aren't going to come with us. They're gonna be here, and we're gonna be there. Why don't we do it now? And I hadn't even thought of that possibility. And we started looking, and then a job opened up here. I was actually talking to my boss about maybe moving to Vacaville and still working out of the Oakland office.
Interesting.
He said, "Well, there's a position in Redding. That office is available. You could go up there and run it." And I'm like, "You think I could run it? I've only been, you know, an attorney for a few years." He's like, "Yeah, you'd be fine." And so yeah, I came up here. We moved up here. We looked at the schools, and we looked at the houses available and the cost. And we were just like, I think we 2 weeks later put an offer on a house, and I was living in the Red Lion Inn for a month, and then we moved up here.
Mm-hmm. And any Mother's Day plans this weekend?
No, other than we're just going to put our plants in the dirt. That's about it.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Cool. Well, guys, so what are some of the biggest – is there a case that stands out most to you right now, like things that are happening most common here in Shasta County? I guess that was toxic exposure. Is there anything that's kind of a reoccurrence that you're seeing in Shasta County that stands out from you for workers' comp issues?
You know, with municipalities, there's a common theme here. So there's – when somebody's a safety worker, right, a firefighter or a law enforcement officer, you know, when they get hurt and they get wage continuation for a year, it's called 4850, it's Labor Code Section 4850. So instead of temporary disability, they get full salary continuation for a year, and then they get temporary disability. If they can't return to work, they also get something called industrial disability retirement if it's work-related. And if you have an injury that's more than 5 years prior, you can't get temporary disability. So you'll have law enforcement or firefighters who have a prior injury, and then they re-injure that body part. And the municipalities up here will deny the injury and say, hey, this is a prior injury, to try to not have to pay that $48.50 time. I mean, it's a legitimate dispute, mm-hmm. but, you know, this is all coming out of the municipality's pocket. So, you know, they're like, we shouldn't pay salary continuation. It's more than 5 years. We don't have to. So they'll deny it. And then, you know, we go down it becomes chronic at that point, too, because they're not getting treatment. They're not working. The longer you go without care, the worse your injury winds up being. And they wind up, like, having to pay retroactively like a year, sometimes 2 years of wage loss, and then the person retires. Down in Southern California, there's a different, you know, approach. They, if somebody's hurt and it looks like it's going to be kind of bad, they accept the injury right away, and they try to retire them out right away, because once the person's retired, they no longer have to pay them that salary continuation or temporary disability. They save like a couple hundred grand, you know, sometimes doing it per injury. So there's a new rule that they made, PERS made, where it's like, hey, it has to be a year, not 6 months kind of thing. Not that they're out, that they, you know, won't return. They extended that timeline because so many municipalities down there were dumping their folks prematurely onto PERS instead of, you know, trying to rehabilitate them. But, you know, if you have a job, you should try to continue educating yourself. There's a ton of educational material on YouTube for free. Mm. If you're a risk manager for your municipality or HR, like, just go and look at this. And you know, you guys, you know, denying the injuries, it pisses off the injured worker. And now you're fighting about something else. It's about justice now, not the injury. You're costing the county way more money, and on the back end, you have to replenish all the leave banks, and you got to take taxes, you know, that you paid back, and it's just a mess. I mean, the man hours, it's probably like 100 man hours per case, at least. And it just causes friction, and it just makes the workforce, your union members, feel like there's an adversarial position, and you guys are going to burn them. So I understand the theory and the policy, and you know, you guys need to be responsible stewards over the pocketbook. But there's a better way to do it. Like I said, there's ways through this where parties get what they need, and you're not fighting over everything. And you know, just look at, you know, educational material. Go to some educational classes. Supervisors, you guys should be sending your people to seminars or giving them money and time for classes. They need to continue to educate themselves, you know, and understand this.
What you know, you have, the more I get to hear you talk, you need to be a professional in medical, you need to be a professional in finances, you need to be a professional in understanding the law. I mean, what are some of those, how do you stay so focused and opening up yourself to so much research and staying, you know, well aware of all these different types of things?
You have to know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know it, you need to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I was an options trader, you know, way back when. And so I have some background. I was a, you know, licensed stock broker, options principal and stuff. So, I mean, I have some experience in finance and then, you know, stuff like that. I have some experience in, you know, with, you know, benefits for safety workers because in law enforcement, you know, that kind of stuff. The medical stuff, I mean, I know just enough to not get myself in trouble, and I know just enough to know when something doesn't make sense, and how to get the medical opinions, but I mean, medical opinions are more informed than mine. So I definitely try to avoid, you know, passing myself off as a medical expert. you know, it's just yes, doctors are doing their best to come to an educated guess on what's wrong with you most of the time. And when we're talking about internal stuff, they're really guessing, and sometimes they can never tell. They just don't quite know. You know, you can tell if a bone's broken, but you know, certain things you can't. So, no, you do have to know what you don't know, and you have to then take your time and actually take the time to figure it out. And you know, it's easy to just hear what other people say and repeat it, but they're probably doing the same thing. So actually, look it up yourself and learn it. And that goes for any profession. If you do that and you're comfortable talking to people, or you make yourself comfortable to talking to people, you're going to be successful in whatever you do.
I love that. Well, hey, we're going to take our last break of the hour. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown, and this is Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman. We'll be back.
Don't you see me down here praying, but the Lord said, go to the devil, the Lord said, or on them
your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more,
the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back. We're at the last 10 minutes of the show. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, joined with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman. And happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers out there. And happy rodeo tidings to everyone excited for Reading Rodeo Week next week. We hope to see you here next Friday at 5 a.m. for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast over on Market Street. Patrick, Jill, do you guys ever come to the Pancake Breakfast?
Haven't been to the Pancake Breakfast, but we love the rodeo.
We love the rodeo.
The rodeo is really cool. Do you have your tickets already?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, it sells out.
I want a box. We cannot get a box.
We got a box one time many years ago. Not many years ago, like 7 years ago, and I haven't been able to get one since.
It's the best way to go.
Yeah.
I watched it once, and it changes your experience.
It's life-changing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever knows how to, like, get me on the waiting list or whatever, like, hook it up, please.
Yeah, whoever's listening from the Reading Rodeo right now, Patrick Gorman needs a box seat. It's the best way to watch it. Gosh darn it. Sure, I love the rodeo, but, boy, when you get scrammed right in the middle of the bench seat, you get that other rodeo experience of everybody walking back with corn dogs and beer falling on you. Goodness gracious. So, yeah, I love the Reading Rodeo. You moved here in 2014, and you have yet to be at the Pancake Breakfast?
So, well, he overate pancakes once.
Yeah. When I was 14,
this is a hard
It was a long time ago. 14, I was living in this place, Lake George, Colorado, right? So I was a knucklehead growing up as a teenager, so I was always in, like, you know, like schools and, you know, juvenile hall and that kind of place. And so, you know, it was this great idea that my stepfather, he and I hated each other. Like, he and I were going to move to the middle of nowhere in Colorado. I'm surprised we came out alive. So there's this restaurant in town where they had this, you get this T-shirt if you could eat the pancakes. And I'm like, oh, I can eat the hell out of those pancakes. I'm eating them, and I mean, they were bigger than, like, a giant plate. They were thick, and there were four of them. I got all the way down to, like, the last wedge, maybe 1/16 of what was there, maybe even less. I just couldn't do it. I was hurt. I was like, my brain's like, you can't eat another bite. And I was already at the point where I couldn't eat another bite for, like, 20 bites before that. And I just hit a wall, and I've never hit a wall like that. And I could eat when I was a kid. I was skinny, like, one of those kids that was skinny, couldn't gain a pound, right? And ever since then, just pancakes make me feel nauseous.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like if you drink too much tequila, you know, growing up and partying or whatever, like even the smell of tequila makes you want to barf. It's like that, but it's worse. It's not like
pancakes.
It's way worse. For our family, we all suffer.
But it's not like a throw-up feeling. It is like my body, it's like paralyzes in fear. Like, it's just, it is weird. It is a weird thing.
Oh, no. So, yeah, maybe this is, there's 10,000 people get, you know, pancakes. So, this is, that is a phobia.
Well, and also, you know, so, you know, Joe has an allergy to, like, yellow jackets and stuff. I don't know if it would be the, you know, I'm sure there's a bunch there. But at the pancake place. But, yeah, no, the rodeo, we make it there.
And good.
I've never done the bank heist thing.
Yeah, the bank guys. That's the Asphalt Cowboys. That's where you probably be good at it. If you like research and figuring
out. There are people that have been preparing all year for that. It's like the Olympics, but they've been training. They are ready to go.
It is. I hate that I still, out of all the years, because I grew up here, I still have never found the loot. Yeah. And I still have never been able to figure out who the strangers are. And last year, it was our own Linda Bott. That was the stranger that stole the
lone stranger. Is that what
she was? The lone stranger. And here's what was crazy: Carl did not know.
Stop! Really?
Carl announced the clues every single morning on KCNR.
That was the best
radio.
Part. That must have been a prerequisite. Like, I have to make sure Carl never finds out, so I can like be proud of like him not finding out. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
he was shocked. He found out on air.
Oh man.
On her, and he said, "What?
Who's in the room with him? I was like, did it get on tape? Is it like archived?
Yeah. He's like, I've been in bed with the robber. Yeah. I've been in bed with a criminal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that he had no idea. So I'm curious. Get your research ready. I believe by next Tuesday, the loot is going to be hidden. The robbers are going to be finding everything.
It's not real loot, though.
Oh, it's not real loot, but if you find it on that first day, it's $1,000.
Yeah.
So that is
that's real.
That ruins it for everybody. That's like a party ruiner, right? Somebody just solves it in the first hour.
I want to be that party ruiner.
Oh, right.
I would give anything for that. So next week, if I find it, I've been doing my research. But otherwise, so we have a couple more minutes on here, and I really wanted to hit home. I really loved learning about, you know, what got you into law and you know, doing all the research that you have. But what's your advice to people that are in a situation that don't know where to go? Like, do you have any advice for people that need to reach out but don't know what to do?
Yeah, so look, if you talk to an attorney, with workers' comp, nobody can charge you for a consultation. If an attorney's advertising from L.A. up here, it's because they can't get clients in L.A. It's because it's cheaper for them to buy leads up here. Hmm. If you fill out something online to get a free consultation, you might wind up hiring an attorney without knowing it. Call attorneys, look at their Google reviews and everything, but just ask around. Word of mouth is everything up here. Just call. And, you know, if they try to push you into hiring an attorney right away, call somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, with attorneys' fees and workers' comp, they range. There's no fee agreements in workers' comp. A judge awards it based on your attorney's performance and what they do for you. A lot of cases, I mean, maybe only 10% need an attorney. A lot of cases don't. If you have a simple injury, I mean, if they want to just take your case right away, that's probably not the attorney for you. There's a lot of attorneys that look at it as it's just a pure business. They don't see it as, you know, these are people's lives. So just call around, ask around, get more than one opinion. Don't just rush into it. I know you guys are scared. That's why you're calling an attorney, but that doesn't mean you have to hire one tomorrow. Nothing's going to change in one day. Make sure that you feel comfortable. If you have a spouse, bring your spouse with you. Make sure they're involved, because you go and hire an attorney and they don't feel comfortable with it. They ask you questions you can't answer. It's going to cause problems at home. So just take your time. Be prudent. Don't hire somebody from, you know, way out of the area, because there's a reason why they're advertising up here.
Mm-hmm. And they don't understand the area.
Yeah. No, well, you know, this is a very unique area as far as getting doctors, as far as the judges and everything. It's nothing like L.A. And you guys, you can always call me, you know, 530-262-2168. GormanComplaw.com. You know, if you don't need an attorney, I'll tell you you don't need an attorney. One more thing, there's a resource. It's called the Information and Assistance Officer at the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. They're not there to represent you, but they are an information and assistance officer. You don't have to have an attorney to have a workers' comp case. They are there to help you, guide you through that. They may be able to help. They may not. But just, you don't have to rush into hiring an attorney in one day.
Mm-hmm. That's really good to know. That's really good to know. And WebMD, good or bad?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're a worrier and you're going to go with the possible worst diagnosis and everything you have is cancer, then it's probably not very good for you.
I love it. It lets me sleep at night. I'm like, what is this pain? It's cancer. I know it. And I look and it's something else.
Yeah, or cancer. Cancer's always the last on the end.
I look at WebMed. I'm one of the worriers.
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of stuff. Like the National Institute of Health, NIH, gov.org, that's like a peer-reviewed type stuff. But, yeah, WebMD could be okay. It's just when you're searching by symptoms, the way they overlap and interlink, just like with law, like if you look up stuff online about, you know, What about workers' comp? What does this mean in workers' comp? Every case is different. There's different interlap. You probably do need to talk to a physician, I mean, at some point. If it's causing you enough problems or it's impacting your life and you can't work and stuff, you probably do need to talk to a doctor.
Hmm. And then, you know, kind of with wrapping this up, how would you want to celebrate? I know we already asked you're going to plant gardens, but anything you want to say to your mother right here? You know?
I love you so much. And, God, I mean, I know that there's, like, you know, this whole societal thing about, like, you know, men and women, like, women are half of us, right? I mean, when you're in a marriage, you're one person now, and I have no idea where I'd be in life without you. And I don't know where our boys would be. They probably wouldn't be here, but if I had boys with anybody else, I don't know where they would be. You know, I'd be lost without you. I don't even know what I'd be doing. I might be, like, I don't know, a barista or something. And I love you so much, and because of you, we're both in a position to just change so many lives. And, you know, I don't have to worry about at the end of my days wondering if I did what I was supposed to do and if I made a difference in this world because of you. And I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. I'd still love you if you were a barista.
I know you would. I was unemployed when you started dating me.
Well, this is a real pleasure to meet both of you. Thanks for letting me interview you this morning, and happy Mother's Day to you. And
thank you.
Patrick, thanks for all the both of you. Thanks for all the information that you shared to our listeners. To our Casey and our listeners, thanks for having me. Carl and Linda Butt will be back next week. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. And you're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And Christina, thanks for all your work. We will see you and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Christina.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.